Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right to it. A modest advance to close out a solid September. The S&P 500 tacked on about 0.4%, and the NASDAQ added 0.3%. It was a choppy session, but we finished near the highs.
Choppy is the right word. It felt like a real tug of war under the surface. What was the big headline driver today?
Healthcare, without a doubt. The sector jumped 2.5%. President Trump announced a new direct-to-consumer drug site, and Pfizer confirmed they're on board. That sent PFE soaring nearly 7%.
Wow, and it wasn't just Pfizer, right? The whole group caught a bid.
Exactly. Eli Lilly, Merck, they all flew higher. This was a huge catalyst for what's been the most underbought sector all year. But here's the key tell for tomorrow. While Big Pharma was ripping, the managed care providers like Humana and Elevance Health were actually fading into the close. It's a classic sector split. So not all of healthcare is created equal right now. You have to be selective.
Got it. So besides the pharma story, what else was working?
Tech, as usual. The sector was up almost a full percent. And it was the best performer for the entire quarter, up 13%. NVIDIA hit a new record high. The semiconductor index also capped an incredible 12% advance for September.
And that NVIDIA strength ties directly into the biggest single stock story of the day, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. CoreWeave announced a massive $14.2 billion deal with Meta Platforms for GPU cloud capacity. This is a monster deal. It validates CoreWeave's position. It's a huge positive for NVIDIA since they supply the chips. And it importantly reduces CoreWeave's reliance on Microsoft.
So the AI engine is still firing on all cylinders. But what about the macro picture? It feels like there are some clouds gathering.
There are. A government shutdown looks almost certain at this point. The funding deadline is midnight, and there's no deal in sight. If that happens, we won't get key economic data, like this week's jobs report, which just adds to the uncertainty.
And what is the data telling us? I saw consumer confidence came in a bit weak.
It did, and that's actually boosting the market's expectation for more rate cuts from the Fed. The odds of a cut in October are now over 96%. The market sees bad news as good news because it means the Fed will have to ease up.
So the market is climbing a wall of worry. How does this all translate into the overall sentiment for traders heading into tomorrow?
The sentiment is cautiously bullish. There's a definite risk-on feel, with traders preferring growth sectors. But conviction is low. We saw mixed breath today, and one of our indicators shows the percentage of stocks above their 50-day average is still bearish. So you can be constructive, but you need to be nimble.
Okay, so let's get tactical. Given that backdrop, where did you see the real strength into the close? Where should traders be looking for continuation plays tomorrow?
Three areas really stood out. First, precious metals. We saw classic late-day accumulation in the levered gold miner ETFs, GDXU and JNUG. That's a group that's waking up.
Interesting. A potential safety trade with the shutdown looming?
Could be. Second, select industrials like Eaton and Seagate Technology were stair-stepping higher all afternoon, closing strong. And third, the biggest standout was a breakout in the clean energy space. A company with the ticker BE just exploded higher on massive volume, closing right near the highs. That's a textbook setup for day two follow through.
That's a fantastic watch list. What about the broader indexes? Any key levels traders should have on their charts for the SPY and QQQ?
For the SPY, watch 660 for support. Buyers have been stepping in there. Resistance is up around 668.50. For the Qs, support is around 595, and a break above 605 could signal a real bullish breakout.
Perfect. And before we wrap, any earnings on deck?
Yes, the big one is Nike, reporting after the bell today. That will be a huge tell on the health of the consumer, so expect that to move the discretionary sector tomorrow.
Excellent. So to recap, the market is grinding higher on pharma and tech headlines, but the real late-day momentum is in metals and a few specific breakouts. Keep an eye on the shutdown drama and be ready to act. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for listening.